In Germany, a festival of food, crafts, and music from Africa last weekend set off an emotional debate about racism because the event was held in a zoo. Critics say it harked back to a colonial-era practice of exhibiting black people as exotic animals. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, the conflict may reflect more the problems of being non-white and German today.
Medhat Abdelati, an Egyptian native who became a German citizen, organized the African Village event at the Augsburg Zoo in Bavaria. Over Moroccan coffee during the weekend festival, he said the protesters who picketed and went to court to try to close the event down simply did not understand what was happening.
When people heard African Village, they thought, they're gonna put the Africans in cages, but actually we don't show Africans. What we show is the products, art, different food types. So the problem is a big misunderstanding.
But 50-year-old Eleonora Wiedenroth-Koulibaly, a black woman born in Germany, says any misunderstanding is about how colonial attitudes still affect people like her.
They had the whole event under the title African Village, which evokes colonial pictures. We are not above that and we haven't transgressed that. And the setting is a zoo.
At the Augsburg Zoo over the weekend, families sampled grilled fish and rice prepared Senegalese style, fried bananas, and other foods. A changing array of musicians played on a small stage.
Super, okay. Jetzt fangen wir nochmal an. Alle mit der rechten Hand.
Drumming lessons were a big hit. Hildegard Koiditz watched with her 2 6-year-old granddaughters. They couldn't really say what they'd learned about Africa during this trip to the zoo, so Grandma spoke for them. That there's a desert, she said, and that there are black-skinned people. We saw that where the drummers were. One of my granddaughters asked why he was so dark brown, and I said they live in the desert in Africa. Sociology professor Matthias Buss says since Germany lost its African colonies early after World War I, the country did not have or get used to significant numbers of immigrants later in the century, as did France or Britain. He also says the Nazi attempt to purify the German race by killing Jews, Roma, and others made it impossible to frankly discuss racism.
Afterward, people tried to avoid the word race, and this was on the one hand a good idea, but it was as well a taboo to talk about racism or talk about prejudices which are connected with physical features of the human body. So we stereotype people in a different way, which means we are Germans and the others are foreigners.
It's common for native Germans with brown or black skin to win admiring compliments for their language skills from people who assume they were born elsewhere. Noah So, a black woman born in Bavaria, has been told she must have a real German cosign for her telephone service, and she says she's been beaten up by neo-Nazis.
Germans still have this, our country is defined by our blood and our DNA thing going on, so that they do not want black persons to be German. That's probably why they keep ignoring the fact that there are so many.
There are not so many, actually. Fewer than 300,000 Germans come from African countries, and most of them weren't born here. More people of Asian origin live in Germany, but they're also a tiny fraction of the overall population. Experts say attitudes toward minorities are beginning to change, although prejudice against Muslims as a religious group is growing. As far as exploring the colonial roots of racism in Germany, Augsburg Zoo director Barbara Janschke says she'll not take it on.
Most of the visitors who come here don't like to discuss such problems. That's the right place to discuss such problems, which is very important, discussing this, is a museum.
A zoo, she says, is a place to have fun. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.